Don't Panic is a new comedy podcast from Wondery that leans into our most absurd anxieties and diffuses them with humor and actual advice. Listen to Don't Panic on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch Our Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me as usual is the one and only wonderful Ronnie Karam. In case you missed the last episode, this is a two-parter for The Real Housewives of New York. This is part two of our recap. We've just been doing these crazy long episodes. I don't know what's gotten into us, but it's just like what's going on. So for digestibility, we've broken it up so that way it's not craziness. And so here is part two. If you missed part one, go look in our feed, or better yet, subscribe on Apple, on Amazon, on Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. If you subscribe, the episodes will just come to your podcast platform and you can access them all there very easily. So without further ado, let's jump right back into our Real Housewives of New York recap. So the girls walk in, and did you catch this? Because, you know, first it's like they all walk in their big, like, khaki pumpkin spice uniforms, and the hostess is standing there, and the hostess just looks them up and down like, Neva Reach Tryhards. Just like a lady in jeans.
Yes. And you know? It's just it's just normal people, you know? It's like old and normal people, like, sitting there having their food.
People.
And yes. Like, the actual locals, the people that really live there. And then these people come in looking cray-cray. And the waiter's like, ladies, can I get you a drink? And Sly goes, they're not ladies.
Slay all day. Slay all day. All day, every day. Slay all day.
So then Aaron's like, well, I'm starving because we didn't have breakfast. Like, you are the hostess, okay? You are the last person. You are not allowed to complain about there not being breakfast. You are literally
this
in charge
blame,
of it.
This blame on somebody for not letting her have breakfast is hilarious.
And so I was like, Erin hasn't fed us all weekend. She didn't even make the shakashika, whatever that's supposed to make, you know? So I'm glad we're here because I'm about to eat my hand off.
I think it's like really an unattractive quality of Sai when she's like, shaka shuka shuka shika shika shuka shika shaka, whatever that's called. I'm like, it's literally a beloved breakfast for like millions of people. And you're like, what is this wacky shaka shuka shuka shika shuka shaka shuka thing? Am I right, everyone?
First, they come for the shakshuka.
And no one said a thing.
No one said a thing. We need to stop doing that. That's horrible.
I know.
Bryn's like, Bryn's like, so, were you flirting with Seth or
David? Were you flirting with David?
And it was like, who? The guy? Oh, yeah. He's from Africa. He looks like that. He's like everything I like. Is that guy single?
And Bryn's like, yeah, he's single. And, oh, guys, here's a dating hack, okay? Keep an album of nudes and then, like, your best nudes. And then you, like, go to a party and, like, if you think a guy's hot, like, just go, like, stand by him and then, like, mindlessly scroll through the nudes and, like, zoom in. And then, like, within, like, 2 minutes, they're like, how are you?
Wow,
that's... Wow. Well, I guess that's what you have to do when you can't rely on your personality. I like Uba's take on it. Uba goes, I think that's a bad idea because any guy who's looking at your phone and then you have nude pictures, like, he's a pervert, right? He's a pervert.
I don't know. I think she's too gorgeous to have to try that hard. You know? And I'm surprised that she does try this hard, like, constantly. She's that person who walks in and constantly has to pick the hottest guy and be all over the hottest guy. Like, he's mine, ladies! Like, can anybody else... Like, I don't know. You're so hot. I'm just not used to seeing such hot people be so desperate.
You know, daddy issues are a bitch, you know?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
That's what I'm saying.
Because we haven't learned that. We haven't learned where this comes from yet, but it's surprising to me that it's like you have to pull out nudes. I mean, I feel like I would have to do that, and not my own nudes, just pull out other nudes to try and trick people, you know? I'm like, I'd pull out Danny DeVito nudes and just be like, yeah, you like that? If you like that, you'll be into me. Come on, let's go. Get in my car.
I think I'm going to give it 2 or 3 more episodes before Brynn pulls out the story of like,
yeah, like my dad and I, like we weren't really like close. And like, I just was like always seeking his approval. And like, he just like was always like it. Nothing was ever good enough. And like, I just like try my best. And people think I have like this hard, sturdy exterior, but like inside, like I'm like really insecure.
Like it's going to happen. Everyone, just everyone get ready.
Well, Uba tells us, I mean, maybe that's why there's 3 engagements. Brynn, did you get them that way? You know what they say, you lose them how you find them. So she loses them when they show people their dick pics, like,
I know.
In bars? Like, what are you talking? How does that make sense?
I was like, I see what you're saying there for 2/3 of your sentence. I don't know if you stuck the landing there, but by and large, I agree with you, yes. Like, how are you also going to tell that story to your kids? Like, oh, yeah.
You know, I met your father in such a romantic. We were at a party, and I just pulled out all my nudes, and I just started looking at them and zooming in real close on my vag. And he, of course, was a perv and looking over my shoulder, and he decided he wanted to take me on a date.
Yeah, your dad airdropped me his dick, so I knew it was love. I knew it was love. Hmm. So then they're like, Uba, what's your dating hack? She goes, oh, this is what I do, okay? I ask him directions, and I smile at them. Or it's if I'm at the airport, I say things like, where's gate D?
Where? Which I thought was hilarious. So I was like, oh, you mean more like, where's the D?
And they're like, ha, 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 ha.
And to Bryn's credit, I did laugh when Brynn is like, I'm looking for gates B, D, or E.
Yeah. And Jenna's like, oh, it's like really different from like dating women than like from when you're dating men. Because like women know each other's tricks. So you can just be open and forward and honest with them. It's like, really? Because gay guys know each other's tricks too, and I wouldn't say that
that's a disaster. Disaster. By the way, yeah. I like Uba's hack is like I smile and ask for directions. Let me do the full unabridged version of Uba's hack. Here's what I do at the here's my dating hack. First, be a supermodel. Second, ask a question. That is her hack. Be a supermodel.
Yeah. Be a supermodel and then act like you don't know anything so guys feel like they have power. Sounds great. Love this. I love the feminist narrative.
Yeah.
So then Brynn and Jess are at the table alone because everybody goes to pee together, right? Yes. So Brynn and Jess, Brynn and Jessel. So Brynn's like,
well, I'm going to let it go, but like, how are they best friends?
And Jessel's like, who? My sister?
She's yeah. Because like, if I pulled that shit last night, like, it was a total double standard. I'd be staying on the street if I pulled that with Aaron. I'm telling you that right now. Could you put your vagina away? I can't. Oh, sorry. That wasn't for you.
I saw a waiter that I had my eyes on.
Yeah, just let me know when that hot fucking waiter comes back.
And, yeah, so when she's like, yeah, I'd be like, my ass would be on the street. And Jessica goes, you'd be camping in the woods. Camping. It was a joke. Camping. Aren't I outrageous? Aren't we great girlfriends? 2 boss bitches at brunch in the Hamptons. Boss bitch, bitch boss, girl boss right now.
So Cy returns to the table, and Jessel's like, we're talking about Jenna going home last night. She goes, oh, yeah, that was rude. She goes, yeah, well, I think seeing that, like, I'm going to a restaurant that you're not going to is, like, way less worse than what happened last night. Like, I'm held to this unrealistic, absurd standard, crucified on a cross, burned at the stake, but Jenna over here just, like, up and leaves in the middle of the night and 5 minutes later, they're having like a kiki in the back.
That is not what happened, ma'am. You said you lied and said you were going to go somewhere else. Then you went to a different restaurant and posted pictures laughing about it so that she would know to throw it in her face. Then didn't call her and then basically dumped her for other people. What are you acting like this is at all the same thing?
And you also didn't go to that dinner because it wasn't cool enough for you. Whereas Jenna left the house because A, it was actually too cold, and B, like, she had actual work to do, and then she came right back as soon as she could. So Sai is like, well, I'm out of gas because we didn't eat after we worked out. And Jenna goes, is that my fault? And Aaron goes, well, if we had shakshuka. And Jenna's like, fine, you can blame the shakshuka on me. Do it. I'm just the shakshuka boogeyman.
So Prince, oh, yeah, well, nothing is Jenna's fault. Nothing. Nothing can be your fault. It's probably my fault. Because Jenna has a blank check and Brent has none.
Jenna's like, so your bank account's empty? And
she's like, no, but the bank of Aaron is it. Like, it is. Like, the bank of Aaron has everything.
And no, Aaron, but in the bank of Aaron, my checks are worthless, like, or
that
something.
That makes no sense to me.
So okay, it really doesn't. It doesn't from her either.
So Aaron's like, I don't have an issue with you. Like, what's going on? And Prince's like,
I'm hesitating to bring it up. By the way, you're literally not hesitating. It's been like the first thing on your mind of the past 30 minutes and you're already bringing it up. She's like, I'm hesitating to bring it up because, like, I don't like to rock the boat. I like to rock the cock. Ah! But it does feel like a little bit like slash, like a lot like double standards. Like, you're more offended by someone going to one dinner reservation than you are by someone leaving your house after you made them monogram pajamas.
And Aaron's like, I mean, it's not about that. I mean, maybe I just like her a little more.
Which, by the way, I loved that. Because you know what? Sometimes that's just all it is. She's like, I just like Jenna more.
Yeah.
What can you say to that?
Jenna's like, yeah, maybe because I'm cute.
Or maybe because you're Jenna Lyons. Like, I don't have as much to offer as Jenna Lyons, okay? I didn't invent fucking khaki.
Well,
like,
these girls
are so gel. My God. Leave the woman alone.
But also, like, you just answered your own question. You don't have as much to offer as Jenna Lyons. So there you go. Like, it's like, yeah. It's like, really? You're going to stand me up and you don't have as much to offer as Jenna Lyons? Well, yeah, then I will be mad. It's like, Jenna Lyons stands me up. It's like, oh, that sucks. But she has more to offer. So therefore,
and Jenna's
there's more
like,
to,
that
to
is
plunder.
Not true. I'm sure you have plenty to offer. I can't really name any of it right now, any of the things. But I'm sure there's, like, so much there. I mean, pretty.
Yeah. I hear you have interesting photos on your phone, so that's cool. You know, I'm sure there's a personality at some point, you know?
And Aaron's like, but I was annoyed that she left and didn't say goodbye. Like, we talked about it, and she apologized, and we moved on. Like, what am I supposed to do, throw something at her?
Actually, that would have been kind of funny, too. Just throw something at Jenna Lyons. I don't think Jenna would even know what to do. So Aaron's like, Bryn still thinks Catch isn't adequate enough for her to be seen at. Like, you tell me who's more concerned with image. You just got Aaron. You just got Aaron.
And Bryn's like,
well, I just think that it's not, like, consistent. It's not about where you are. It's about wanting to spend time with who you're with.
And, yeah, that's the point. You didn't want to spend time with them, so you went to a different restaurant. You asked them. Like, she's ruining her own argument. And Aaron goes, yeah, but she was there. She was in bed, and we were blasting music. And Brent goes, well, I didn't expect you to see a bit, my point of view. And she goes, yeah, I don't. I don't see it. She goes,
I know, and now you're defending her.
She's like, yeah, but, like, within a couple hours, she came to me and said, sorry, I left. And with you, it was for weeks. And so Bryn's like, so you're talking about, like, the equivalent of, like, I stepped on your dog's paw versus, like, shooting your dog. It's like, terrible analogy. And by the way, no, the house thing, leaving the house is not the equivalent of a dog being killed versus a dog being stepped on with what you did. So everyone's like, what? And Uba goes, that doesn't make sense. And this is from me, Uba.
And Aaron's like, why are you talking about dead dogs right now? She goes, and Uwe's like, I'm watching a movie right now. I'm watching, like, a French movie right now. I don't know what anybody's saying because it's French.
French people of France are so mad. They're like, oh, movies are nothing like this. So Sai is like,
you know what? It would be easier for me to understand quantum physics that slay all day than for me to understand what kind of point Bryn is making. Like, maybe I don't understand because maybe I'm starving. Call back to no shikishuka shuka shaka.
So food is delivered and Jenna's like, guys, like, listen, you wouldn't believe it, but, like, honestly, I was driving home last night and I was like, because I was alone. It was, like, in the dark. So, it was hard.
It was hard to know that I'd be going back to my much better house. So, Aaron is like, she's like, well, that makes me feel bad that we were being so loud. I mean, I really thought that you would enjoy going to sleep to the Macarena. And Jenna's like, well, no, it's supposed to be a fun weekend and I had to work, so it sucks. So Jessel's like, well, you know what? You can't please anyone, especially Parvis. But anyway...
I mean, listen, you definitely can't please anyone. And if you could please Parvit, I mean, why bother, really? It's just Parvit.
Well, I know if there's anyone who knows about not being pleased, it's really me. I mean, how many times must you tell one man to bring a stool back into the living room for the foyer? What's it doing in the foyer in the first place? Do you need a stool to sit down and take your shoes off every single time? There's a bench there. I put a bench that says Jess's bench for putting on sneakers and taking them off. Why do you not use the bench instead of the stool? I do not understand.
Yeah, so listen, you definitely can't please everyone. And Aaron goes, definitely not you. Mm-hmm. And everyone laughs, and we get a uts. And Jess is like, oh, God, here we go. And Sai's like, yeah, you're not pleasable. Yeah, you're not pleasable. Well, I just got a text from Parvit. Hold on, let me read it. You're not pleasable. Damn it! I love that you...
So zeitgeisty.
I don't even know.
Jessel's like, well, I love that you're thinking I was complaining last night. And Aaron's like, we're not thinking. You were complaining.
She were literally complaining.
I complained about two things. The heat, the Wi-Fi... the lack of food, the general decrepitude of the house, the lack of a seaside view, and concern about my dear sister best friend, Jenna Lyons. Oh, I guess that's about 10 things, isn't it?
What? You couldn't stand the gift she gave you. Why don't you just say that? Because that's what was happening last night. She's like, Brink goes, wait a minute, what gift?
And Jess is like, Jenna, my sister, gave everyone lingerie, and mine was green with black lace, and that's just not my style. And Sian's like, yeah, but you were like, I hate it, I look like a goddamn Christmas tree.
Oh, you guys, I was just being funny about it. You know, when your sister's with someone, you can joke about things. And Jenna Lyons and I are basically blood sisters at this point, so I think it was taken very, very well.
Honestly, I think Jessel is crying for help, because Jessel just had a baby and went through a lot of IVF, and she still has the trauma of it all, you know? And Jessel's like, well, listen, it's just how I felt, and I voiced it, and maybe I shouldn't have. Maybe I should have just zipped, you know? And Jenna's just got folded hands, and she's kind of looking away, dejected. And Aaron's like, well, I brought my pajamas from my good friend, and if anyone ripped it, I would have been livid, and I think you're being very nice about it, Jenna. And Jenna's like, didn't feel great.
So then Jessel says, I would expect my sister, Jenna Lyons, to come to me directly and tell me how she's feeling. Instead, I have Sai and Aaron ambushing me, and you would think I had kidnapped the Pope and was holding him hostage. I feel a certain way about lingerie, that's all.
And Jessel's like, listen, Jenna, I thank you for the thought, and I would happily exchange it for something more my style. That's all. Now, can you please get customer service that will look me in the eye? Jenna's like looking away.
By the way, I kind of feel like this is the cast of You Would Think. Like when Jess was like, you would think that they would come to me. I feel like so much of this cast is like, you would think that like she would say goodbye before she would leave. Like,
you would think that like she would be mad at Jenna, but she's like not. Like, they're all about like, you would think this, but they're not.
Yeah. So Aaron's like, put on your Christmas lingerie and say sorry, Jessel. By the way, for someone who hasn't had sex in 2 years, you have a lot of opinions on lingerie. Excuse you.
They're
really coming for this girl about like birth trauma. Like, leave her alone on that. My God.
I know. I think normally I would say slow your roll to Aaron, but I just know she doesn't have any rolls in that house. So
she'll be like, oh my God, you guys, I was going to have rolls, but Ben told me to slow them. So unfortunately, we're all going to starve to death.
So Jenna's like, if you had brought something that a friend of yours had made, like, to everyone, and the people who were trying it on were, like, taking it down, like, how would you feel? And Jessica goes, oh, wow,
Okay, well, now that you're pointing it out, dear Sister Jenna, I see that I was insensitive. I see it now. I see I, Jessel, was insensitive to a wealthy and influential person. So for that, I apologize. You're not wrong.
I should have been happy looking hideous so your friend could promote their cheap lingerie that looks like those little cedar tree deodorant things hanging from rearview mirrors of poor people parked outside bowling alleys. My apologies.
It's like I always tell everyone at my PR firm. It's better to look haggard but be dressed by a wealthy, influential person than it is to be chic and to be sleeping in an unimportant person's house.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, you're obviously not a mean person. Of course not. I was making fun of myself for looking like an ugly, hideous Christmas tree.
Wherein I wouldn't normally look like that if I had lingerie that I actually liked. That's all the joke was.
And Jenna's like, there is something like not connecting with her. Like, she can acknowledge that something wasn't nice, but then she like keeps doing it again. Like, babe, just say sorry and move on.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Looking for love? I'm Jujubee, and on this season of Queen of Hearts, we're going all the way down to sunny, sexy Miami. I'm setting up the hottest singles in South Florida. Maybe I can find them their perfect partner or someone to fulfill their sexiest fantasies.
A man who unconditionally loves me and is a raging feminist and then ties me up, rubbing oils on me, then surprise gets a girl to lick my and another guy to put it in my and has a huge...
But remember, there's a twist. No one can see each other until the very end. Cameras on.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Woo! Got me blessed.
Follow Queen of Hearts on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app now, or you can listen ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
And so Aaron now announces that a chef is coming in tonight to make them dinner. And Anuba's like, is the chef going to be as hot as the trainer? And Aaron's like, maybe. So Brandon's like, Aaron, like, where am I going to sleep tonight? And Jenna's like, she's like, well, you know, I'll just take myself home, you know. And Brandon's like, honestly, like, one of the rudest things that I would never do, do not touch another girl's, a home girl's thermostat. I'm like, I don't know where this came from, but I guess talk about the house being cold, etc.
Yeah, because I guess Bryn doesn't know that the heating is broken. So, because Sai says, you should sleep in Aaron's room because it's freezing upstairs. Right. And I think she doesn't know that the heat's broken yet. So she's like, well, I would never touch a homegirl's thermostat. That's for sure. So Aaron's like, that's really good. I agree with that. And Bryn's like,
that's messed up. You're going to take my Amex or what?
What's that about? I don't know. I'm getting confused. I'm lost in my own notes because I'm writing down every little thing and we don't need to.
Yeah, like, do not... Oh, no, she's saying, like, don't touch my thermostat. Like, what are you going to do next? Like, take my Amex? You're going to buy something? It's basically like, you're going to cross all the boundaries.
Oh, I guess like you're spending my money by making my heat come on or something?
I feel like she's trying to have a memeable moment. Like, don't touch the thermostat or something like that. And, you know, again...
Don't touch the thermostat. Like, what's next? My Amex? Oh, my God. The gays are going to love that.
Cut to Twitter. When Bryn was talking about the thermostat, I die. Go off. Go off. Except the thermostat.
Camera, the bitch.
So now they're on the sidewalk and Sai's like, hey, Uba, can you take my photo? And Aaron's like, oh my God, influencers in the wild. And now it's nighttime.
Oh, God, they always have to do these fucking stop and taking pictures of Sai. It's so annoying.
I'm telling you, I don't think, my prediction is I don't think Sai is going to make it to the next season. I think that she's going to be a one and done.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. So. Maybe she just needs more time to warm up. I just think it cheapens having someone who's like working for free stuff and like having to take pictures of a sweater in front of a stoop. You know what I mean?
Or you know what
this
it is?
Not it's fun. I like effortless. This is too much effort of like, I need to take a picture of my meal so maybe I can get it for free next time. Like, I just, ugh.
It's like also the either you're like the realist, you're like the one like, I was poor. Like, I know what it's like to work my way up. Or you're the influencer who's like, guys, this is really important to me. But to be both is a little hard. Like, it's hard to be like, how am I supposed to feel about this person right now?
Yeah, I think it's going to just be later in the season when she comes out as the real Sai, because in the previews, I think she looks great. Like, she looks like she's going to be a really good housewife. So a lot of this, we just don't know because it's still too soon.
True.
You know?
That's true.
Overanalyzed. We overanalyzed a little because that's just how we roll.
A little bit. Listen, I like making wild predictions.
But I do hate the term influencers in the wild. I'm like, good. You know, hopefully there's some big game hunters out here because... You people make me crazy. All right.
Yeah, there was someone at the gym yesterday who had like his camera on and was like, he was like going like, ugh. And then he was like grunting really hard when he worked out. And I was like, honestly, go throw yourself into traffic. So Jenna,
do you remember that time? Oh, sorry. Just side note here. Do you remember that time you posted on Instagram a dude working out going,
yes. Oh my God. And I got in trouble for that.
He threw the weights on the ground, and I commented something like, oh, my God. And it was like some smart-ass comment, like, oh, Jesus Christ, we get it, you work out, or something like that. Oh, my God, people were commenting at us, like,
I had to take it down.
So it's okay to be racist against people who work out?
And you're like, no, that's not a race, or whatever.
No, like, the issue was...
working out isn't a race.
They're like, how dare you? You wouldn't like if we made fun of your fat.
You know, because they could, like, see my picture and, like, you wouldn't like it if we made fun of your fat body and now you're making fun of our thin bodies. This is discrimination. I was like, oh, my God, these people are really pissed.
They were terrible. You know, the reason why is because this guy at my gym, he was, like, this roided out ball of a man. And he picked up the weights and he lifted them over his head and he literally screamed out, pure energy. He screamed it. It wasn't like a thing where like he was like he screamed out pure energy, and he did it like multiple times. So I recorded it and I thought, this is so ridiculous. So I posted it. This is probably about 7 years ago or so, 7 or 8 years ago. And I posted it, and he was like a young, you know, influencer at that time on Instagram. He was like a weightlifting influencer, but also furthermore, he was 17, and I had no idea. Because he's like roided up and looked like he was about 45. So then everyone was like, oh my God, you're making fun of someone who's a minor. Oh my God, he's 17. How about you try to work out? What about that? So all of his fans came and they came at me, and they apparently came after you too. So I took it down because I was like, is it wrong? Am I not supposed to make fun of people who are 17? I was afraid to get in trouble. But if I were to post it again now, I'll be like, fuck each and every single one of you. This person's being ridiculous at the gym. I don't care if you're 17 or if you're 95. Don't yell. Don't make unnecessary noise at the gym. That means if you're working out, don't sing while you work out. Don't like grunt guilty really loudly. Don't do any of that stuff, okay? Because I don't want to hear it.
It's legit pain when I grunt. It's like, ow! I do that when I work? This is what I do when I work out. Ow!
I understand when people have to be like, ugh. Like, you get like, but when the people are like, ah! I'm like, no, sir.
That
no.
was ridiculous.
No.
Yeah, that was no. too much. That was ridiculous.
I should try to look
okay,
it up again
so,
and repost it.
Also, 17 years old, I mean, that's old enough to be tried as an adult. And so I think it's old enough to be tried as an adult in the public court of law, in the court of public opinion, as they say. But yeah, those people were really harsh, man. They really couldn't take any criticism. I was like, you're hot. You can take it.
You're old enough to drive a car. So therefore, you're old enough to be made fun of on Instagram. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so then they're getting ready because it's Housewives. That's literally all anybody does. They go to lunch and then they're like, okay, we're going to film again at dinner. So no, we'll be getting ready for the 4 hours until dinner. See you then.
Yes. And so Jenna is like, she's like, she only has jeans and sweaters or whatever. So Sai's like, oh my God, Jenna's so cute, but she's like so boring. Like, Jenna has the largest closet out of anyone, but the whole closet is just like button downs. I'm like, please don't give Jenna Lyons fashion advice, Sai. Like, just don't go down this path. This is not going to work out well.
Yeah, and Sai's like,
Uba, do you have something for Jenna to wear?
And Jenna's like, I can't imagine that anything that would look good on Uba would look good on me, but, I mean, I guess we could try. And so they put her in this, like, really seductive velvet. Is it velvet?
I don't know. It was just, but it was like a black dress, right? Sort of over the shoulder?
Off the shoulders.
Shoulders out.
Yeah, shoulders out, but also like maybe a turtleneck. It was like, it was pretty. So, anyway, they're like, yeah, we want her to be more seductive. That's what she needs to do. Like, let's just have one night where you're beautiful and confident and you turn heads in restaurants. It's like, she is beautiful and confident and turns heads in restaurants.
She doesn't have to do that. Like, she's like, okay, first of all, can we not? She's all that this right now. Do you want her to walk down a staircase also while Sixpence None the Richer is playing? She's Jenna Lyons. She has established herself in fashion. She knows her look. She knows her vibe. She does not need to cater to what you want.
She doesn't need your free dress. You know what I mean? So Aaron and Bryn
ran J. Crew. Okay. Yeah. Like, what do you not understand?
So Aaron and Bryn are downstairs talking about lighting a fire, and then Jenna comes down, and they're like, wow, oh my god, is that Uba's dress? And Bryn's like, I need to flirt with that person.
You also need to flirt with some traffic right now. So Aaron is like, Aaron's like, wow, looking damn fine. And Jenna's like, everyone says you should dress like this more often, and like, that's the old me. When I was a woman trying to attract a man, I did everything through their lens. It's fun for a night, but tomorrow, I'll be in jeans and a gray sweatshirt.
Yeah. And I like that. I like how she put that. When I was a woman trying to attract a man, I did everything through their lens, you know? And yep. I like that.
Yeah, listen, like, I'm riding high on that Barbie movie, you know, like wave right now. So I'm like, put back on the jeans and the gray sweatshirt.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to do the America Ferrara speech from that. I'm like, as a woman.
I actually feel like you will do that at one of our live shows one day.
I'm learning that speech. I'm currently working on it because I will do that one day. As a woman, you have to be pretty, but not too pretty. You have to be confident, but not too confident. I love that speech.
I was like, this is so on the nose, but god damn it, it's a beautiful nose. I love it. Jessel was... I did. I loved it. I love that speech. So Jessel enters, and she's like, oh, you guys scrub up well. Oh, Jenna! Oh my god, I love that we're both doing red lip. It's basically like twin flames, same brain, two bodies. Am I right, everyone?
And they have dressed like this for a home chef, which is really funny, too.
To go into the
so
kitchen.
Also... Sai comes down and wins some points with Jenna because she comes down wearing the lingerie she gave her, but she works it into her outfit. And Jenna's like, wow, she looks great in the lingerie. Not only does she take a gift, she celebrates the gift. That's how to do it.
Yeah, I love that Sai brought 8 garment bags in the car and is now using something that's not even in any of them. That's great.
She's like, why waste an outfit? This one's already been seen on TV, you know? Like, yeah. This is it. Turn it and burn it.
So now they all sit down. They all after more fashion show stuff, my favorite thing on all the Housewives is like 5 minutes of people walking into a room, twirling and showing off their outfits. They then go into the dining room, kitchen area. And and then it's like they're going to have dinner and everything. And they actually have, at long last, good food at Aaron's house.
The caterer is so funny because he hates Bryn. Because Bryn's like,
oh my god, what is that, sushi? Why don't you just put it right in my mouth?
And he just looks at her and walks off. It's like, fuck you. I'm a fucking caterer, okay? What do I look like, a can caterer? Someone who just opens cans? I'm an actual food caterer.
Fresh fish caterer, okay? And then the girls are all having a delicious offer. They'll be like, delicious. Oh my god, this is like delicious. This is delicious. No, this is delicious.
It's delicious.
Okay, guys, I'm going to be the most stereotypical housewife of a show that's not really firing on all cylinders yet and start another game. Okay, 2 truths and a lie.
Well, anyway, this has been Watch for Crap-Ins. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We've had a great episode. I'm just kidding. When I hear 2 truths and a lie, I'm like, okay, I'm going to turn the TV off now at this point. That's where I'm at. That's all I can deal with. So,
you guys, Lisa Rinna got fired. We can stop pulling her games out of the bag like it's going to save something.
Yeah. She's just going to lie. It's just, it's done. Like, at least truth or dare, there's some sort of action that comes out of it. But two truths and a lie.
You know what? All of these, stop with these fucking game, these conversation starter games, and just ask each other questions. You fucking weirdos. I mean, if you're going to play a game, play Balderdash. You know what I mean? I would rather watch you play Balderdash.
Pictionary. Or like,
Pictionary, something that we charades. Could play with
you, yeah.
Girl, yeah, something. Even that one where you have the little thing that you pass around to each other, it gives you the clue.
Yeah,
it's like $25,000 pyramid or whatever.
I hate that one, but yes. I hate it because it's such a big thing and then you have to pass it and you're going to like break something, you know?
Well, have fun spending Christmas at my house. So yeah, this is lame, but they do. You know, here we are. They're
so
trying.
Here we are. So very Aaron's hard. Like, okay, two truths and a lie. I had sex at a Knicks game. And Brent's like, oh my God, but like, who hasn't dated a Knicks player? Am I right? Patrick Ewing. And then Uba spits out her water. Like, what wild and wacky winners we are. I can't even keep my water in my mouth.
What is this? Is this where different guys named Nick start throwing balls at each other's head or something? What is this?
Aaron's like, okay. More two truths and a lie. Okay, so I had sex at a Knicks game. I had sex in a car. I was like, well, that's a big drop off of wildness there. And I had sex in a senator's office.
And it was like the last one. Because I just don't believe that all these, there's enough guys named Nick to make a good sport.
Yeah, well, yeah, Nick's is a lie. Yeah, and then they're like, oh my, and so Jenna's like, well, what senator was it? She goes, not telling the story, next. I'm like, well, don't include it in two truths and a lie if you don't have the story to back it up.
I know. I wish I knew like more senators that I could guess who it is, but I don't know. I don't.
Amy Klobuchar. She's like, I went to Amy Klobuchar's office, and while she was eating salad with a comb, I totally fucked Abe.
I fucked a sobbing intern after he got screamed at for not bringing a salad fork to Amy Klobuchar.
So. So then and then we have Erin calling Abe on the phone in her confessional. And she's like, Abe, hey, did I ever tell you I had sex in Amy Klobuchar's office? And he's like,
he's like, oh.
The kids are in the car, FYI.
Yeah, the kids are in the car. So she's like, oh my God, Abe. So then Sai's like, okay, my turn. I've given multiple hand jobs at the same time. And Brynn's like, knowing Sai, she had a third hand on her phone, like swipe up to buy.
We really need to resolve this cock labor situation. We need to get them back in the offices doing their writing, okay?
Literally on a cock joke.
We need the cock guild
was called during a cock joke in the confessional. Come back to work,
studios,
boys.
Please pay your gay writers for reality TV shows. Come on, studios.
So Sai continues. She's like, all right, so that's one. And then I've done threesomes. I'd love to be choked out. And I was like, wow, that's...
So you have
those are a lot.
But it's like two things that are fairly like sexually reasonable... Not reasonable, but like not crazy things. And one thing that is extremely crazy. I wonder what the lie is. So yeah, the hand job thing is the lie. And then Sai is like, yeah, they ask her if she likes being like choked all the way out or if, and she's like, no, I just
Jenna
like
it. Does. I like that Jenna's just so casual. She's like, so with the choking out, do you go all the way being choked out or do you stop before you pass out? No, Jenna, it's a ghost. This is an influencer ghost. She was murdered 2 years ago getting choked out.
Do you ever see Kiefer Sutherland and Julia Roberts? And anyone else who was in that movie?
Jacob's Ladder. That was a good flick.
No, Flatliners.
Oh, Flatliners. Who was in Jacob's Ladder? That was also a good
Tim
flick.
Tim Robbins.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Both trippy death movies.
Yeah. So I was like, no, I only like a light joke. And then Uba again spits out of her mouth. And this time, like, crumbs are flying. She goes, that is some crazy shit. What a wild and interesting group of ladies.
And Bryn's, first of all, why are they all like crazy sex? First of all, you're all fucking hot. You should be having crazy sex every chance you get. Yeah. I don't know why this would be shocking. Like whenever a hot person is like, oh my God, I have crazy sex. It's not shocking. Okay. Here's a good one. I hate natural popsicles. What's the point? I
wear natural deodorant because I think it works, and I think it works extremely well.
That's a good one. I think the sexy M&M is creepy. There, I said it. Okay, so what is it? I'm saying Ben's is going to be the lie.
Mine is the lie. I don't wear natural deodorant. I wear real deodorant because natural deodorant doesn't work. And I'm sorry.
And then that's more fun because then we could be like, well, why are you like sexy shaming M&Ms? Like, shouldn't M&Ms have the chance to be sexy? And I'd be like, no, I want to eat M&Ms. I don't want to like sexualize something that is there to like give me nourishment.
Right. And then we start talking about M&Ms and we talk about what's the sexiest candy. And then we do this and that. But like, yeah, like just like, oh, so you had sex in a senator's office. Like,
yeah, like I took 20 dicks from senators in a plane. It's like, wow, oh, great. You know, yeah, there's like no conversation. So anyway, Brynn's is pretty much what you'd think. She's like,
okay, I'll go. I'm reverse cowgirl to pro athlete. Hello, let me wait for your jaws to get off the floor. I reverse cowgirl to Saudi prince.
And I reverse like,
was
cowgirl.
It on the same yacht? That's my question. Was it on the same yacht?
She's like, and I've reversed cowgirl to U.S. governor.
It's like, please tell me it was Chris Christie. So Jessel is like,
oh, she doesn't look like, she doesn't like to look at who she's screwing apparently because she wants to show everyone her ass, which is very on brand for Brynn. See what I did there? Because reverse cow. When you reverse cowgirl, you have an odd figure to see the face. You see what I'm saying there? Okay. Okay, I'm really going to need this labor situation to be resolved because I can't do all these interviews myself.
So what was the lie? The governor thing was the lie.
The governor.
Right? Yeah. Okay. So not a shock. I mean, like, what? Chris Christie was going to get some action from Brynn? Doubtful. You know?
Yeah, I don't think so.
So then we go to the next one is Jenna. She's like, okay, I'll go. So I had sex in a movie theater. I once fell asleep during sex. And then one time I had a boyfriend fall asleep on me while we were having sex. So
everyone's like, oh, well. And she's like, well, yeah, no, I'll say I've never fallen asleep during sex. And basically it's that like the guy fell asleep for her. And then we cut to Sai going, like Sai doing snore noises. I was like, still sigh, not cutting it for me. Not cutting it.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So, Aaron.
Oh God, I hope I'm not part of someone's two truths and a lie. I'm sure that I've fallen asleep on people before. Sure that I had.
I was hoping that Jenna's would be like, okay, here are my two truths and a lie. Okay. One, I've had sex in a movie theater. Two, I revitalized a legacy fashion brand and became kind of like a huge icon in the world of fashion. So I sort of know what I'm talking about. And
three, I reverse cowgirled a bolt of khaki.
Which one's the lie?
Uva's like, oh, I totally think you fell asleep on the guy. She's like, no, I've never fallen asleep on anyone, but someone did do it to me. And Aaron's like, oh my God, that might have turned me into a lesbian. And Jesus, even as a lesbian, I would have fucked Jessel's husband more than she does.
Just gonna throw that in there out of nowhere, because that's kind of my vibe.
Am I right?
So Uva's like, okay, here, mine. I had sex on the Virgin Airlines. I had sex in Central Park, and I had sex in a Zara store. And so then Brynn now nearly spits out her wine. She's like, well, since Uba's talking, I'll take over wine spitting out duties just to show everyone that we're so wild and crazy.
But I love that Aaron is like, wait a minute. So Central Park was true? I mean, how did you have sex in Central Park? They close it too.
She's like, I live next door to it. I like that suddenly Aaron is questioning the logistics when she just said she had sex in a senator's office. How do you have sex in a senator's office, ma'am? Those have more restrictive also, hours.
Having sex in the park is already illegal. I love that she's offended that the time that you committed the crime was
but also
worse.
Like it's also like having sex in a park is I think significantly easier to do than having sex in a senator's office. Why are you so confused by this?
I thought that was only for gay people anyway. I didn't know that straight people were allowed to do that. I'm offended.
Well, maybe she had sex with a gay person. I didn't realize it. He's like, yes, bitch, let me show you something, bitch. So
She's like, could you come write lines for me for The Real Housewives? And he's like, I'm sorry, it would be way too awkward for me after that park night. So,
so just what do you think this is over? It continues because they're going to do every single person. So Jessel says,
okay, here are mine. I have made out with a rapper person. I have had a popsicle stuck up my...
And everyone goes, your vagina?
Who? And I have had sex in the elevator at the Soho House. So,
and Aaron's like, well, you didn't have sex at the Soho House because that's like a very short trip on that elevator. So I know that wasn't it.
Have you had sex with Puffett before? Just asking, because you'd see that it's not quite as inconceivable as you'd think.
Look him in the eye. The man splooges through his jeans.
Never question the double stuffing in those Oreos.
So they're like, yeah, it's like clearly Soho House. Like, great lying, Jessel. You're such a stupid liar. You're a bad liar, Jessel. So yeah, it's Soho House.
She's like, okay, well, the popsicle is true. Caught me. And Aaron goes, wait, how did a popsicle get stuck up your vagina? Don't those melt?
She's like, it didn't get stuck, you idiot. I stuck it up. And then I removed it because it's a popsicle. And then Bryn is, oh, by the way, before that, Bryn goes, oh my God, if it's like the popsicle, I'm going to take my clothes off and do a hot lap around the house, guys.
And then the waiter comes back and Bryn goes,
do you have a popsicle?
He's just like, shut up.
You know, you know, by the way, all Jessa wanted to do when she told these two truths and a lie was to brag about the fact that she had sex with a rapper. Instead, no, everyone, people only care about the pops. She's like, but do you want to hear about the rapper? He's a very important rapper. Do you want to hear about him? No, we want to hear about the popsicle.
Girl, you can't ask us to stop calling you frigid when you just tell us your fucking popsicles. You know what I'm saying?
Chameleon Air. It was Chameleon Air. I had sex with Chameleon Air. Well.
So Aaron's like, oh my God, seriously though, is that a thing? And Uba looks it up on her phone and she's like, doctors urging women not to put popsicle up vagina. I'm not making this shit up.
Oh, what a wacky group of women we are right now. So Jessel's like, oh, I was so stupid when I was younger. I was so sticking popsicles up my vagina, marrying Poffett. I was so stupid.
So later they go home and they get into their hangout at night outfits, and Erin can't light her outside fire, so she has to call Abe. And she's like, I'm trying to do an outdoor fire, but it's not working, Abe. And he's like, you just have to hold the button. Which is, I feel like, the husband's answer for everything. Like,
yeah,
it's just like a dad answer. Dad, it's not working. Hold the button or hit it.
So then Sai, they're just like, they're all working to try to light this thing, and Sai wants to like light a match and throw it in this thing or whatever. And Aaron's like, no, like, you don't want to throw a match into a gas fireplace. And Sai's like,
I grew up poor. Like, that's what we did. You throw a match in the oven and the oven comes on. That's just what you do when you're poor. Huh.
So Bryn sees Abe is on the phone. So she's like,
Abe the babe, we're going to get turned up tonight, Abe. Yeah.
And Aaron's like, Bryn is useless because she's flirting with Abe on the phone. So I just want to turn this thing on.
How many capable, strong women does it take to light an electric fire? We're just like so stupid.
By the way, she still has not taken her naked lap around the house. I just want to point out, okay, and not to compare to previous cast, but I guarantee someone on that previous cast would have actually gotten naked and run around. Only based on the fact that we've literally seen that happen at the Hamptons already. So the fire pit is now working, and Bryn is like,
thanks to Jenna for helping us, Jenna.
Because Jenna's just sitting there because she's like, I'm not doing this. I'm wearing a sweater.
So Jenna's like, there is so much fake hair. So much. And I'm not going near that. Sorry. So in the kitchen, Bryn goes in to get something to drink, and she's trying to open those stupid rich people kitchen refrigerator doors.
Hidden fridges.
Those things do not make any sense, and I'm sorry. I have a rich friend here in Austin, and I can never figure out how to do anything in their house. They do it to hurt poor people. You know, it's like you can't steal their cars because you don't even know how to unlock the doors. The buttons are in different places. It's like, oh, you have to reach under the seat to get the window button, you know?
But normal. But like, is it really the end of the world to have a handle? Is it going to destroy everything? Because like there are those kitchens. That's the thing. Everything is like, everything's hidden. It just looks like a wall of panels that you are inaccessible. It's like, God forbid, there is a handle that would destroy the uniformity of this. Like that
yeah.
tacky, glaring handle. Oh, put a handle. Put a handle on it.
Yeah, and also when you're a person like me, I'm like a monster from the swamp, okay? I had a roommate who used to call me Ronnie Muck because everything I touch, like I leave like a layer of something on it. I'm just like that. It's like Ronnie the Ronnie Muck. Sludge, the muck. And I cannot have push to open things. There would just be Ronnie prints everywhere. I have like little wipes that I have in my kitchen so I can go wipe things down before people come in because there's muck everywhere. I just don't understand the fridge.
Yeah.
Get in the fridge and it's white.
Mm-hmm. I think like push to open is just not nearly as good as just pull a handle. So yeah. Brandon's like, oh my God, like I don't know how to do this. Like Siri, open the door. Siri, Alexa, like God, white people are so weird. Open the door. So then Aaron's like outside. Aaron is just checking on Jenna, which is like inconsequential. And then Bryn finally gets the fridge open and she's like poured a bunch of cocktails into like sippy cups and she's brought them out. And Saya's like, great. Like now I can drink a cocktail out of this straw that your children have gnawed on. This is real, real cute.
And Bryn is still inside going, Siri, open the fridge. Siri. She's just like standing in front of the fridge, swiping through her nudes.
The fridge totally wants to fuck me. Open up, fridge.
So then outside, Aaron's like, aren't these cups cute though? They're like $1. And Jenna goes, oh my God, I love the dollar store. And Aaron's like, yeah, oh my God. Let's go together. That like this is where you get these. God, wouldn't that be so outrageous? Two extremely wealthy women going to the dollar store and just like having a great time there.
I know, it's so cringe. And Sai's like, well, when you grow up poor, you don't like the dollar store. Poor. All my life I've always been poor.
I ask God,
what am I for? And he tells me, Sai, I'm not sure. Put on that sweater, kid.
Oh. Go to the dollar store. Go.
So she says, they're not fun when you're poor. My dad used to get this Christmas tree, the one that was already decorated, and he'd put it on top of an old speaker. And then he'd lean gifts on the speaker in the morning, go, Santa. Santa was here. Merry Christmas.
And Aaron's like, but that's cute. She's like, it's not cute when you're a kid. It's like, it is. I mean, it's cute, you know?
Well, when everybody has a Christmas tree and mine is from the dollar store, makes me look back and appreciate those moments of just having family, okay? Because I was born in L.A. and I moved to New York when I was two. And my dad lived in Florida and I spent years in Florida. And then I moved every 7 months. And then I had no choice in where I wanted to live. And I was always the new girl and I always changed schools and I was bullied a lot. So I could adapt to every situation. But I moved out when I was 16. I moved to Brooklyn and I worked at Sears. And then I went to college. And then I was too broke to go to college. So I had to sneak into college. And I had to like pretend I didn't have my ID, and eventually they just let me in.
That was business.
Yeah, they're like, wow, that was a cool dollar store story.
Like, wow, okay, we won't talk about the dollar store. All right.
Sorry, we'll not be cleaning this house with Fantastique while you're here.
Wow, well, you know, like I know when they say those are my 2 cents, but I guess we don't give the 99 cents. Okay.
Guess you're okay with the 2 cent store because you just stocked it.
Wow. I mean, I've been to the Dollar General store, but not the dollar specific store. So it's a lot of stuff. Wow,
that was quite an experience at the Dollar Basic. So fine. So yeah, like, she gives her. She just decided, you know, it's like on The Bachelor, they have a moment where they decide, now it's time for my painful monologue, because you have to have one. Like when you're dating, you will get kicked off that show if you go on a one-on-one date and you don't have trauma to share it. They're like, you are unattractive and you have no trauma, go home. Yeah. They wouldn't put their walls down. So whenever you get your chance, you have to be like, my dad used just love playing with straws, and he would make little balls with spit and paper, and he spit them through the straw at my head during dinner. It was the most humiliating thing I ever went through, and ever since then, it's so hard for me to order appetizers or trust men. And they're like, You can come through to next week. Here's a rose. I felt your trauma, and I thank you for sharing it.
Well, unfortunately for Sai, I think Brynn was planning to have this be her monologue moment, because she's like, oh my God, that was like a great story. Like, how do you get your strength? Daydreaming? That's cool. Okay, well, guess what? Like, I remember when I was a kid, I would like look at the weekly circular and imagine like, oh my God, if they just had that for eight, if we just only had $8.99 and like four easy payments, we could have a great living room. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that like my poorness is just like a little bit sadder than Sai's poorness right now.
Yeah, Sai is often judged for having this really tough exterior, and now I understand why she had to be like that way. You know, my heart goes out to her, and at the same time, it's holding hands with her, and with my third hand.
I'm giving a hand job. I'm doing the reverse Sai.
You know, that was a nice story and everything, but I always crack up when housewives make it sound like being poor was the saddest thing that they ever went through. Meanwhile, most of us watching the show are like, I literally just got back from the dollar store, okay, and I'm not traumatized.
So yeah, I mean, it was okay. Actually kind of an amazing story, actually, but I just thought it was funny the way that Brynn basically sort of swooped in and was like, well, here's my story about looking at a circular and how I would just like dream about like having a dream living room someday. So I was like, okay, well, you just took Sai's moment, Brynn. Great. That's great.
And it was also kind of another number from Little Shop of Horrors, because it was like,
somewhere that's green, I dream of going through the CS catalog.
I work there. Sorry, you have to stop your musical number because I already work there, so I kind of like...
I work there, let me tell you, you can't afford this, honey. You want me to put it on layaways?
She's like, Brynn's like, when I was poor, you know what I wanted to be? I'll be a dentist, be a dentist.
So then Aaron's like, so wait, Jenna, are you staying here tonight? She's like, yeah, I'm staying. And Brynn goes,
it's because I'm here.
And it was like, I feel some type of way about it. And Jenna just laughs. And she's like, I think she wants me to leave. And Uba goes, got your ocean view house then, if that's better. She goes, I don't have an ocean view. Who told you that?
Who created this narrative?
Fucking Jessel.
Yeah.
And Jessel created it. That was a pretty funny ending, though. They're like, oh my God, now they think I left them to see an ocean view, which I do not have.
It's like, this is the house that's actually in Sag Harbor. This is the one that's in the... by the water. So anyway, that was the episode. So thanks everyone so much for being here. Thanks for listening, and check us out. You know, we'll have episodes all up this week, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or
You can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.